Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Johnny too. It ain't nothing but a thing that we're gonna do. Everybody
It's poison, don't be cruel, it's my prerogative to do what I gotta do. Have a little sensitivity, do me baby, I wanna give up the right way. So what you gotta say? Oh no, she's a candy girl, living in a half crazy world. That's the way I'm living, girl. Now every little step I take is another any heartbreak. My
work.
Celebrated another year of life on Monday, y'all. Mr. DSP, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. Deeper Shade of Soul himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What is good with you, my brother? Wise Son, you muted? Unmute your mic. Unmute your mic.
How about that? I really was muted. I was like, he crazy. I'm not muted. What's up, man?
What's happening, broski?
Man, listen. I got 5 decades on this joint, this blue pill that we call the planet Earth. And I have been having a ball during Libra season. Man.
My man.
I ain't complaining about nothing. It's all good, and when it's all good, it's all right. Thank you. Thank to the listeners, and thank to the entire Epiphany family for shouting the brother out during his birthday. It took me almost 2 days to say thank you to everybody because I got over 1,000 happy birthday wishes. I was like, what the hell? How come 1,000 of you people don't say you like my poetry?
I know that's right. Hey, man. It's good to have you here, bro. It's good to have you in this thing we call the Get Down, man, and celebrating another year of life. Hey, man, listen. If y'all are listening in online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Tell them about it.
Man, hey, man, let's give it back to the CEO, not only of Epiphany Radio, but also the CEO of Raw Links, one of author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, y'all. Hey, reach out to him and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Matter of fact, reach out to him for some Raw Links. Better yet, I got one better for you. How about reaching out to the brother today and wishing him happy birthday, since today is his birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to the CEO.
Happy birthday.
Wait a minute. We ain't going to do that like that. We ain't like, yo, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
What it do, baby, baby?
Shout out to both the baby.
Shout out to both the baby.
Yeah.
Amen.
Boom, shakalaka, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Wanted to pull you in real quick, man, and give you proper due. Go ahead, J-Rock.
I got to do this because we're a bunch of old school cats. So, happy birthday, Mr. Hood. Happy birthday to you. To make your birthday really good, I get a present to you.
Yo.
Happy birthday.
I never
happy
heard that
birthday.
One before, bro. I ain't never heard that one before. You know,
hey,
J-Rock was always my little best brother over there. He was always my little best brother. Thank you, J-Rob. I love you, man.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Wait. Somebody else wanted to say something to you. I hope it's okay. Yo, give it to him, CD.
Oh, Lord,
come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Really? Really?
Hey, man.
Why don't you just play the loop?
He said he wanted to do it. So I'm going to let him do it.
Wow. You know, this song is like 9 feet long, right?
It don't matter. It don't matter. We'll give him a little bit.
Yeah, doesn't make me feel.
Yeah.
Want to be low again.
We having a party tonight, y'all.
Anyone who
don't
think
get too fucking.
Had a day in your celebration. Cause we all know in our minds.
Yeah.
That there ought to be a sign.
Yeah.
Everybody join in all at once, y'all. Come on.
I love you, and I'm sure you would agree. But
Nobody's gonna do it like Stevie, bro.
Y'all, Stevie's gonna have y'all in court paying them fines, bro.
Wow.
Hey, man, we don't care, man. Stevie ain't gonna be able to tell who's who, man. We can just tell him everybody's there. We don't even have to be there. It's all good, man.
Hey,
it's
well,
good.
Thank you, though, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, brother. Put you back in queue, man, and you'll be up in one poet, bro, one poet. After we do our thing,
right,
you'll be up in one poet. So we can't wait
thank
to hear
you,
what you're going to bless us with on your birthday, bro. So one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO, man, celebrating also another year of life, man. Woo, man, make sure y'all hit him up, man. Tell him happy birthday. Oh, man.
I
now
told
that we've
you
got
Libra
off,
season.
You did. It is. But, man, but, broski, check this out, man. Can you let the people know what's going on up in here tonight, bro?
I don't know. Y'all know it's October. And because it's October, usually they talk about that Halloween night. So with that being the case, then I ask y'all to do us a favor. Confront your fears. Confront your fears. Give us something poetically speaking, but confront your fears. However you so see fit, confront your fears. Let's see what you can do with it. Let's see if you're man or woman enough to confront your fears and let your pen tell that story. That's what we're doing tonight, y'all. So hopefully we got you with us and we can make that happen. Because tonight is going to be epic.
Tonight's going to be epic. For sure, for sure. We confronting fears tonight. We are confronting fears. Man. Well, son, I don't know about you, man, but let's. I'm ready to dig in, man. You ready to dig in, man? You ready to get down?
Listen, bro, I am so ready. Question is though, who goes first?
Yeah,
because I really want them to hear yours. I really want them to hear yours.
It's actually your turn to go first, bro. And I really want them to hear yours. Man, listen. I really want them to hear yours.
Okay. Birthday week, I get to go first.
Yeah, you get to go first, man. I mean, I'm a bow down to the Libras in the building tonight. Listen. If this is an R&B song, it would be. He would say, "Yo. Do I have any Libras in the building here tonight? Go ahead and put your camera phone lights up. Let me see you out there. So go ahead, bro. I'm going to get out the way.
Wow.
Get on down.
So mad at him. Ladies and gentlemen, pay that man absolutely no mind. We're not going to be friends for the next 2.5 minutes. Pay him no mind. Get him back channel and say, I pay you no mind. Let me get into this. Mad at him. We'll talk about that later. I'm so mad at him. What I fear. There are times when I look in the mirror and I can't see what you do. It seems like when it comes to us, the fear is more like voodoo. I think we can be our own worst enemy, or it just depends on who we choose to be. But my frailties have insecurities, and those insecurities have animosities, and those animosities are thick as thieves. I fear that we won't ever get to be equal, because it seems like we're still in a rigid race against black people. I fear that finding love is written on a treasure map, sketched in hieroglyphics, for those chicks that believe in Genesis and genies in bottles that don't see me or value me, or worse, they won't even come to see me. I fear getting alone, because nothing is worse than coming to grips with what you once was, never knowing if another chance like this will ever exist like this. I fear that no matter what they see in me, they won't hear me. They can see me, but they'll forget about me until some little kid stumbles upon my writings again and again, like Prince when he was searching through boxes of purple rain. I fear leaving this plane of existence to the birds of the air, flying where dying rainbows capture my words, holding them hostage where no one will ever remember me because they didn't know who wrote this. I just fear that a dream deferred is a deadline deterred, and everything in between is either up for interpretation or recreation. But then again, when you think about it, I ain't got no time for fear. Not when the skies are still blue. Get up. I got a whole lot of shit to do. Fuck fear. Peace.
Yo. Y'all hear this piece? Did y'all hear this piece? By the Wise Son, bro. This was a dynamic piece, bro. Beautifully written, man. I felt your heart in this piece. And if I may, my favorite line of this piece, my favorite lines. I fear that no matter what they see in me, they won't hear me. They can see me, they will forget about me until some little kid stumbles upon my writing again and again, like Prince searching through boxes of purple rain. Bro, that right there. Dope. Dopeness, my brother.
I love
this piece.
I appreciate you, bro. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you, man. Really
do. I appreciate you.
This was something to write about, so I had to think in a different direction with it. So thank you for that. Thank you,
absolutely.
thank you. But
man, you.
Listen, I don't want to let the bag out the closet. I like this piece, but, bro, I got goosebumps asking you to do your piece because I know what's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all know what I know, then you know what I know. Because what I know, you know what we know, what's about to happen. Van Meadows, would you please grab the mic and get on down?
Yes, sir. I titled this piece, Drop the Mic on Fear. So today I stepped out of my darkness to confront the darkness of my fears, to expose its weakness, that beyond a shadow of any doubt, I will fear no evil because he walks with me. And in the physical, I'm about to unload this metaphorical barrage of lyrics to destroy the made-up stronghold that encloses fear's genetics. No longer will I be shackled by hurt, pain, heartache, or sorrow. I have no more fearful emotions for you to borrow. As my footsteps lighten unusual path, this day and every day forward, fear will fill my wrath. There have been several times that my eyes have come face to face with that makes me tremble sometimes in disgrace, because I have clammed up and not uttered a single word. Just look at fear with imminent death of my soul's world, not knowing that one day I will have to man up and tell fear, you no longer exist in my realm that reaches far and near. No longer will I allow my words to be choked right out of me or hyperventilate because the anxiety of my thoughts try to kill me. I still exist because I am strong enough to look at fear and introduce fear to my demons that will burn it to ashes until all you hear is the crackling that sizzles out because fear has lost another one. And mic drop. Because I'm done. Poem. Unmute your mic, bro. Unmute your mic.
Yeah, my mic is unmuted, but something happened to my phone. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I was unmuted, but something went wrong. Well, I got you. But let me tell you something. I didn't hear that I picked up on. First, it maybe it's me because I'm a spoiled brat when it comes to my comic book love, but that Cyclops reference, I was like, okay. He's doing that. But you got the stanza, and you know, I ain't even going to read it. I'm going to ask you to do it, please. The stanza begins with, I fear no evil. If you would, please give me that again.
Absolutely. I will fear no evil because he walks with me, and in the physical, I'm about to unload this metaphorical barrage of lyrics to destroy the made-up stronghold that encloses fear's genetics. No longer will I be shackled by hurt and pain or heartache or sorrow. I have no more fearful emotions for you to borrow.
Bruh, that right there if y'all ain't picking up on that, that says that in between everything, I'm standing on the truth. And you can't get nothing past the truth. I stand on that. Man. Man. That right there, that, whew. I got goosebumps just hearing you do that again, bro. That right there, that says it for me.
I appreciate you.
I was like, I dig that with fear no evil because he walks with me, standing on that in the physical. And I'm about to unload this from the mountaintops that I stand on with the Lord as my Savior, given the lyrics to destroy, made up the stronghold, which closes fear, genetics, no longer I'll be shackled by pain and presence. I have no more fearful emotions for you to bother. Eat these bullets. Man, please.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, man. This was an interesting prompt to write to, and I felt it. So
yeah, Casey, we do that. So this was good. I like what we did with this, but I like what you did with this.
Nah, man, I like what you did with this. You covered a lot in your piece, bro. I mean, a lot.
I'm just trying to like David Mott said. I'm just trying to keep up with you for professional writing. You good poets. I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just, you know, good writer.
Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely do that. He definitely does that.
Lying all the time. Well, listen, we can do this for hours and hours without speaking to each other, just hours and hours of poetry. But who do we have first up on the mic?
Bro. First up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen,
who do we have up first on the mic?
We have the Erotic Love Zone's one half host, but she's a whole lot of sexy, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you
which one?
Epiphany's own Miss VIP. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm
well,
good.
Well, hello, Miss V to the I to the P.
Hey, J-Rob.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Listen. You two started this program off dope as you know what. I'm like, wow.
That was
it. Every week, but well, both of you, but yes, amazing start.
That was J Rob. I just do what he tell me.
Y'all
he tell me
up.
To show up. He tell me to show up. I just show up.
That
he
was
tell me he hands me this piece of paper. He said, "Here, read this. Read this.
Well, humble servant.
Read this." You know, and it's Libra season, so I gotta, you know, I gotta bow down. You know. I just do what he tell me to do. He tell me show up, I show up. Temporarily. That's right. Temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but you know, we can
don't let him soft soap you. Don't let him soft soap you.
Hey man, what you talking about? You gonna tell me that you didn't sit me in a booth and say, "Here, you reading this tonight. This is what you read tonight. Not that other stuff. You read this tonight." You don't remember you saying that to me? I had to look around and see if we was on a set of Bad Boys 5. Because by the time we get to 5, it's going to be me and J-Rob on there, first and foremost. But hey.
That was a month ago.
It's Miss VIP.
That was a month ago.
It's about you right now. So the wise son has a question for you.
All right.
Ms. VIP,
would
you please step to the microphone, stare at that audience, and with your beautiful poetry, confront your fears and get on down?
Thank you. Well, this piece is untitled because I just finished it, so here goes. There's not much I fear. To the one I hold dear, I fear suicide. I wish no one to ever be on that ride. Yet the thought of it has touched me in mind. But with talk therapy and love, most importantly, compassion and understanding, you've overcome. I thought I would never be fearful of snakes, Yet the nightmare I had of a giant one coming after my granddaughter, then me, I'm not too keen on them, you see? I was tachycardic for a day, and I never wanted to feel that way. Back then, snakes never fazed me. As a young child, we had a menagerie. I never feared death, because so many loved ones have gone to glory. As long as I have them in my heart and tell stories, their spirits are with me. I used to fear dying alone, but no longer, because just maybe the Lord wants it that way. If it happened in front of others, my spirit would fight my body to stay. That's my story. Biblically, the word says not to fear, so that's what I try to do. These days, with all the madness in the world, I don't fear man. And since I'm on this earth, I'm not perfect. I'm just doing the best I can. In peace.
How do you dive into such beautiful pieces and make even that beautiful conscious stuff sound sexy? You hear that, Dan?
Yeah, man.
Yo, she can say the Lord's prayer make it sexy. You're like, our Father who art in heaven. But then you hear her do this piece, and it's such a dope piece, but it sounds so sexy.
Sounds so sexy.
y'all are terrible.
Like, stop already.
Man. This piece. You know, it was definitely sexy. Consciously written, but definitely sexy. Lord have mercy. Stagehand, I don't need no new mics just yet, but I do need a picture of Walter. A picture. Just bring me the picture.
Oh my goodness. Because
you got a little warm in here. But this is a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Indeed.
It.
And why, son, what are we gonna do with Ms. VIP? What are we gonna do with her?
I'm going to buy her a nice, tall drink with a whole lot of ice so we can ease the tension up in here. Her coming in sounding all serious and sexified while being consciously serious. I'm like, what in all hell? I mean, the piece was dope. It was absolutely dope. But, man, she don't ask her to pray because ain't going to be nobody left in the church.
Yeah, it's over.
Yes,
it's over.
Stop playing. Y'all are terrible. Thank
no,
you so much, J-Rod. I appreciate it.
now, Ms. VIP, before we send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, first and foremost, let me say what a dynamite show was had last night. Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you.
Last night's show, you're going to have to catch it in the archive. It was so good. But let everybody know what you got going on.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, LaPerla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And the topic is up for discussion, but as Poetic said, it was hot, and it will be hot always. But y'all come through and have a little fun with us and share some dope poetry with us. Back to you guys.
That's an order. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. All right. Get on over there to that Get Down Dance Floor and start the party off, because I assure you there will be more attendees joining you shortly. The champagne is on Saturday night. Over here on the Get Down, it's just good vibes and good dancing. So no champagne over
here.
But if you come through this Saturday night on Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, we got plenty of champagne.
Wait. All you can come to the Get Down and get champagne. Baby, I'm making mimosas. All you got to do is just tell the bartender J-Rob told me to tell you make me a mimosa. We good up here. You ain't got to be without. You want champagne, baby? I give you champagne, baby. You ask that girl for that mimosa. I got you.
For real, the poet just jumped out my bill. I didn't order this. I know he got past the red tape to get this ordered.
But it's just one. It's just one drink. It's all I can handle now.
Hey,
y'all know
me. Hey, whoever you bring with you, baby, you drink that mimosa. J-Rob got you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right. One love, one mic, Ms. VIP. One love,
one mic. I'm so fired tomorrow.
You are definitely
so fired tomorrow.
Without question. Without question. Whew, man.
I like that. I like that. So
yeah,
so who
nice.
We who we talking to next, bro?
Speaking of last night's show, bro, you and I are gonna have to have a talk behind the scenes about your interactions with Kalinda last night. Yeah. Ain't nobody forget. But next up, man. Nah, bro. But we're gonna keep it moving on and get down. We're gonna bring back. It's all good, bro. It's all good. But we're bringing back the birthday boy, for real, the poet. Welcome back, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Libra
hey,
King.
Man. How many sips you had from the last time we opened your mic until now? How many sips?
Oh man. Yo, man, I had quite a few, bro. I'm pretty lit right now. My litness is lit. I'm telling you, I'm pretty lit right now.
You hear that, Jay? He pretty lit. Hold on. Wait. He lit? Let's see. You lit?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Anything goes on here to get down, bro. Especially the birthday.
Hey,
bro.
I like that. I like that, bro. That like make me like that lit my litness. I'm trying to tell you. Oh,
yes,
that's
sir.
My litness.
J-Rob, is that cool, bro? Was that all right?
I like that.
I like where your head is at. I like where your head is at. Get a birthday boy that kind of love, man. I like where your head is at, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. But man, birthday boy, man, how you feeling about the show tonight, bro?
Hey, man, y'all doing the dope thing over there, man. J-Rob, the wise son, your pieces, man, was like, you know, y'all lit the fire. And then the two ladies went, how many was it? Miss
it was
VIP. Just,
right? I know you said that.
Okay, because
yeah.
I'm feeding at the high. I'm vibrating at a high level right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm right there.
She got that effect, make you seem like you're saying like two of
them. Yeah, I was depressed a little earlier, though, man, for real.
Depressed for what?
Yeah, man, my
girlfriend
left me.
Don't make me walk to Philly. Who bothered you?
He said
my girlfriend left me, man, on my fucking birthday, you know, for this
well,
guy.
Did she leave you or did she do you a favor?
I don't know, man, but she left me for this guy with what you call it, Down syndrome? This motherfucker with Down syndrome, bro.
Dang, bro.
My girl left me for a midget. A midget. Oh,
a midget?
This little dude with a big head and little hands.
Whole midget, bro?
And the midget just looked at me and was like, what? I couldn't do
the
nothing.
Midget didn't have
Down
syndrome,
I know your pain.
So imagine if that midget had Down syndrome. Somebody leaving you for a midget with Down syndrome. Imagine that. That's heartbreaking.
He would be a Down midget,
bro.
Is what you're saying.
He'd be a Down midget? Something's wrong with y'all. I'm not participating in the foolery tonight. Something's wrong, man. You know, my heart goes out to you, brothers, for losing so much on y'all birthdays, man. You know, my heart just goes out.
So,
oh, I can hear the teardrops as we speak.
Thank you, Matt.
He don't care.
Yeah, I was surprised.
They don't care about us.
Libras
understand
tell you this.
So I'm rocking with you.
I can tell you this. On my birthday in April, ain't no girlfriend leaving me. I can't promise you if it'll be somebody else's girlfriend or not. Y'all heard my piece the other night, last night. I can't promise you no.
Yeah.
But
you didn't cut loose, bro. I remember when you used to say amen after every few sentences every now and then.
You start to sound like don't sound like Rick James on me, bro. You sound like Rick
remember
James.
Remember that J-Rod, the wise son. So you didn't cut loose a little bit. That's good, man. You're a poet. Express yourself. You know what I'm saying? Express yourself, young
like,
DJ.
You say?
Remember when I used to?
Wow,
that was a good one. I liked it. That was pretty cool.
Hey, but broski, man, we here to hear what you got to say tonight, bro.
Man, let me tell you something
about this thing called fear, hey, man. You ready to confront them fears, bro?
I ain't ready to confront no fear. Out of fear, man, I didn't confront them all. I can feel them all. See, you hear the draw in my voice a little bit? I'm fucked up.
I can hear it.
So listen, right?
I can hear it.
I faced all them demons, though, man. I didn't come with one of those pieces, but you called for the theme of the night, man. I'm one of them theme breakers on the night, man. I ain't, you know, got nothing on fear right now. Or if I do, I can't find it, or I can't remember what the hell it was about. But I do have a piece that I just found in my repertoire of pieces. Somebody write that word down. That's
his
the new one I'm going to say.
Olaquar.
Y'all pronouncing it wrong. Oh. Y'all done made me forget how it sounded. So listen, but I do have a piece.
I've been drinking Bailey's. I'm sorry.
Bro, I'm lit. So I do can, you know, I can put my frustration on display.
Bro.
And I hope it's I can birthday. It.
Play what you want. It's your birthday.
Let me move Jay Rod. You're right about the way. Man, I know you're a Libra man, but you got to get out the way. Nah, man. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Always pushing me.
Come on, man. Get out the way.
Yeah. I hope I can.
Spotlight.
I'm litter than hell.
Spotlight.
I'm so lit.
Hold on, bro.
Hold
on, bro.
Okay.
We got the special spotlight tonight. Ain't no, for you, it ain't no white spotlight. They brought out the red spotlight. They done dimmed the lights. So, bro, go ahead and get on down, man.
Thank you, my brother. Frustration. I'm only human yet. Frustrated. Bothered, no peace, feeling flustered, fatherless, depressed, left stranded, left line, lifeline, detached. Daddy, where you at? War in heaven, hell cutting up, flooding my cranium with negative stuff. This feeling of wanting to give up. I'm wanting to. Where are you? I'm in need of something to hold on to. They say that you never sleep. It seems like you're gone. Demons are running amok. The threads that hold believers have been loosening up. Hands are being thrown up. Death is the relief that's dreamed of. The release from this earth and holocaust. Turmoil spreads like ink spilled, blemishing linens, poisoning everything in its touch. Blackened musings. Skies gray. Where are you, Father? The land of times are crushing like pipes, pressurized, busting. Rationale leaking, leaving thoughts of suicide consumes. Sometimes I just want to die, or rather, the lack thereof. I'd still feel the sting of pain even in death, to fade into decay. Decades of decadence await me, await me, await me. Keeps me awake. The way I feel, I'm embrace it. I'll embrace it like love searched for in this dying world. Peace. Peace the blind find it, because they feel the braille and are kept from seeing the horrors of this world. Frustration. Frustration. Frustration has a stranglehold on me. I find it hard to breathe. One day this stagnated earth, this stagnated air shall finally escape me. I just pray for peace. Some form of peace. If the prayer lines are still open, I pray that this frustration is removed from me. Frustration. I'm feeling frustrated. Frustrated. No matter the emotion, I still believe, and I know that peace will come in the morning. In the morning, I wait this new day just to be free of the things that frustrate. Frustration. Frustrations are frustrating me. That's why in spite of me, and I'm feeling, in my feelings, I continue to pray, and I'm only human. Just know that in God, I'm good, real good today. I was just frustrated, so frustrated yesterday. For real.
Yo. Wow. Wow, son, where you at, man? You go in first.
I'm right here.
Libras. You go in first, bro. Go in first.
Listen. Big bruh.
Yes, sir.
I dig this piece so much that I wanted to tag on to it. I'm going to wait my turn because when you talk of the frustration, ooh, just so many different things come to a person's mind because there's so many different things that keep you frustrated, that keeps a man frustrated, that keeps a black man frustrated. That it's like, you know what? Sometimes I feel like giving up. I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I dig this. Mm. Going with your best, so happy birthday, boy.
Thank you.
Van Middles, what say you, sir?
Man, you know, there was so much emotion in this piece, man. The cadence, you know, the words that you use, just how you poured yourself out onto the canvas, bro, to talk about these level of frustrations. And I can't think of no one to do it better. I, too, want to tag on to it. So, Jay, after you tag on to it, man, let me know, man, so I can tag on to it, too. Because we all have those moments of frustrations that we got to deal with. And it's an everyday thing. You know, sometimes you go through your day and you are frustrated. Nothing you can do about it. It happens. But the way that you just ink this out, though, bro, you released your frustrations. Dynamic Ink, bro. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Hey, man, before we get you over to the dance floor so that you can continue celebrating the greatness of this day, which is the dawning, the birth, the anniversary of the birth of one for real, the poet Douglas. Hey, man.
Baby,
dynamic
baby,
show
man.
You had on Monday night, bro. You know, that's a dynamic show, man. Man, you did your thing, man, you know. The Soul Cafe, bro. Can you let everybody know, will there be another appearance of this
Cafe? Yeah, man. Whenever one of these Mondays, I'm going to have my retirement show at Epiphany Radio. It's going to probably be at 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, on a Monday. It's going to be a retirement, bring your retirement pieces for me.
Y'all hear him trying it, right?
Happy retirement pieces. Bring your happy retirement pieces and you'll win a prize.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not for 20 years.
Bring
those
pieces.
As long as there's an Epiphany Radio, there will always be an author, Larry Maddox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Happy birthday, King.
Hey,
man, I love
you,
brother.
Man. Thank you. Hey, same here, man. Y'all continue to do what y'all doing, man, for real, because the vibe in here is all that from what I felt in between my litness. I got to relit my light. That piece took me down a little bit.
Hey, man, but hold on, man. You know how we do to bring it back. Wait. Matter of fact, how about this one? Let me stop. Y'all know that's my bae right there. I don't care if she got a man or not. That's my bae. But for real,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. I think I missed my calling in the former life, man. I should have been a whole DJ out here in these streets, but you know.
Yeah, you should have been one of. Did you say a whole DJ?
Yeah, whole DJ.
Or who did
that?
That's
a whole
DJ.
That's what he said.
AJ.
He said whole DJ.
Not a whole DJ.
W-H-O-L-E,
whole. No. But my brother, we're gonna get you over to that dance floor, man, so that you can continue the celebration, man. The celebration of your life, man. There's VIP out there waiting for you, and we're just gonna keep loading up the dance floor, man, with more people, man, as they come through and spit, man. So
all right,
just be ready,
right. One love, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love. One love, one mic, y'all. Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our CEO. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. You could catch him. You know, I got him to do Halloween, y'all. So he would come with some crazy phrases for Pick Up Your Pen. Whew, man.
Bruh.
But we're going to. Yeah, bro. What's
that? I got an idea. Since we're celebrating the CEO, to all the poets, before you spit your piece, please say happy birthday to Larry Maddox. Please say happy birthday to For Real, the Poet. Eat it more. Recognize. Nothing heavy.
Yeah.
And then y'all can talk
to me. I'm with that. I think that's a great idea. Yo.
Mm-hmm. So,
but coming up next on the mic, yo, we got one half of King and Queen's Quarters. Man, we've got King Atterbury, also of Let's Talk Poetry Corner. What's good with you, King?
What's good? Happy Born Day, Larry. Happy Born Day, J. Rob, the Wise Son.
My good brother. Thank you. And Libras is in these streets right now, man.
I know.
Libras is out in these streets, man. They like, I thought something happened to y'all. We like, nah, man. We had to let y'all have a little bit of fun. No, and then we just came back to remind y'all exactly which way this fun is flowing. So, thank you, good brother.
Thank you, good brother. You know what, For Real forgot to do, man. You know, man, he lit. You know what he forgot to do, y'all? He forgot to talk about his feature this coming Sunday, yo. Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry.
Uh-oh.
He forgot to talk about it. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Sunday. The boy, you know, For Real. You know how I do it. Baby. Yeah. let me do his commercial real quick. Hey, y'all. What's up, babies? Hey. Vince Meadows. White Son. Yo. Y'all can check me out over there on Clubhouse, yo, this Sunday, Small House of Poetry with Jess J at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're going to have your boy up in there cutting up now, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what kind of poetry they're going to expect me to bring, but I'm going to bring what the hell I want to bring. Baby, baby. Check me out, y'all. Hey, I'm
that was
Jay, I'm fired with you, bro. I'm fired with you, bro. I'm so fired with you.
Hey, listen, there's enough room on that line, brother.
Yeah.
Enough room on the line.
Yeah.
So, King.
What's up?
King, check this out, man. Tonight, man. Tonight, we want you to confront your fears. So, dig this, because I know your pen stays loaded and locked. So, dig it, bro. Me and Van going to move out the way. I'm going to keep enjoying this cigar. And some of this Baileys. Van's sipping a little something because Belinda turned her back on me for some reason. And we want you to get on down.
No doubt, bro. This piece I titled Fearless. What the world doesn't realize is many of us are defiant, beating out the odds that are stacked against the workers. And when I say workers, I mean those who work hard to overcome adversities of the ones who are in charge. So I say, please respect minds as I respect yours respectfully. The duality of choices made are poisoned by the madness. Life is just a year full of four seasons of breathing. Sometimes we're grieving, having tough times believing. So I pray against the monster of selfishness. It's effortless. Moments I close my ears to the nonsense that's presented. Energy of my pendants are some are raw and some are charmed. This is just a psalm off the JW's crested arm. Be a cross with red ink in it, words to a sentence. Lines across a white page, mentally I finish. Never mind some quotable things that I am speaking. I refuse to give up, so I get up and move my good foot. Kick trouble in the ass for a laugh trapping my past. Camouflage my mask underneath whatever's bad. Bring my dreams into fruition from hope, love, and light. Gamble that the price is right when the world is sacrificed. King.
Yo.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm going to start calling you Jet Li, bro. Jet Li of poetry, bro.
What?
Bro.
Yo, that came. Hey, yo, that line. Hey, yo, that line you talk about the past, you kick something fizz in his ass. Yo, that right there?
Yes, that right there.
That right there?
Oh, kick trouble in the ass for the laugh trapping my past.
My
yes,
man.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That wordplay right there and the truth of the wordplay. That's what it be, man. It be when the wordplay is truth. Phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal ink, bro.
Yeah.
Why, son?
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
I'm rocking with Van on this one. That line is just incredible. I like how you placed it, and it stuck right at the perfect spot in your cadence. I'm really digging it, so, yo, to you, bro, salute.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, brothers. Word.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. No, man, thank you, man. Now, before you hustle over there to the dance floor, man, won't you let everybody know what's popping off on Epiphany Radio for you, my brother?
Oh, man, it's Monday night, 9 o'clock. Myself, King Atterbury, and Queen Simmons. Behind the Vibe, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Epiphany Universe, King and Queen's Quarters. Don't miss
out.
Behind the Vibe. I mean.
Behind the Vibe.
Behind the Vibe.
Yeah. Bro, I got to make some space in my schedule and come back and revisit you on a Tuesday night, man. I got to make it, because I had a lot of fun on your show, bro. I got to make my way back through.
Yeah, that's Monday night.
Tonight.
Talk about what J-Rod talking about, man. Please.
Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., Poetry Corner. Oh, man, it's always something happening over there. But tonight is the premiere of Poetry Corner West Side Connection.
With
my two hosts from Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, Miss Drea the Poet, and E.B. Flow, the two dope female poets from over there. So, yeah, it's at 11 o'clock tonight. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 2 hours. But Yeah, so we getting that popping off tonight. That's in addition to the family, so stay tuned. Eastside Connection coming soon also, too. So, you know, trying to pop this whole poetry corner thing in the ass, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That right there. All right, Broski. I can't
I
wait,
like
man.
That.
I'm excited. Looking
I
forward
like
to all of this, man. Without question. So we're going
to
get you
I'm
one
trying
over.
To be the greatest station manager like you.
Oh, man, listen. Hey, man, I just do what I'm told, man. I told you I just do what I'm told, man. I just do what I'm told. You hear what J-Rod?
Me
you
too.
Heard what J-Rod? I just do what I'm told, bro. J-Rod told me, pass me a note. Say, hey, you read this tonight. Nah, whatever you brought, it don't matter. Read this tonight. So, hey, who am I to argue with perfection, bro? You know?
Yeah, no
do what
man.
I'm told.
I appreciate you coming through, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, good brother.
Nah,
get over there on that dance
you.
Floor, man.
Right.
Stick around
and drink
the rest of the show. Yeah, man. Take your socks off.
True facts.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Gentlemen, that's our good brother host, King and Queen's Court is one half host, King Atterbury. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. And, of course, he got Let's Talk Poetry Corner. Tuesday. You heard him. He got a brand new show popping off tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in about 58 minutes from now. So make sure y'all tuning in. YouTube, Periscope. Make sure you tuned in. Hold on.
There's enough room for everybody, y'all.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Welcome back with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son. If you are listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. The first hour has gone by, and man, when I tell you the first hour was lit, I can't wait to see what hour number two is going to bring us. What about you, Jay?
Bro, I can't wait. It's Libra season. I can't wait, bro. I can't wait. Who we got, man? Who
man,
and,
we
and
got,
you know, the event page is straight lit.
We got another one of those sexy divas of Epiphany. She happens to be the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone. You know, the one with the locks, you know, the one that just have them all down. You just run your fingers all through them. You, man, look, you know the one. Let me just bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Doug.
Ready to take this through my life. You're going to get something. Don't play.
Ooh, child. Come here, girl. Come here, girl.
The way I be feeling
what,
these
what
days, don't play.
Look. What girl, Harry, what my girl, Harry Lennox say? Shea butter, baby. Shea butter, baby. Come here.
You just can't come to the get down and behave yourself.
What I do?
He's talking about
what's my my locks. Y'all know how sensitive I am about my hair. All right, I'm going to
speak. You hear me? She come in here on some sexy shit talking about
play with my locks if you want to.
Yeah.
End up getting something. Play with my locks if you want to.
The only thing she didn't say was hold a pocket. See, that's the only thing she
said. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Speak. I'm trying to speak. Hey, Dan. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Naughty.
Good. How you doing?
Woo-cha. I'm going to just keep that to myself. But anyway, y'all are killing the poetry up in here tonight. I'm feeling some kind of way. I really am because, well, you know. But
no, I don't know. No, I don't know.
You gotta start with me. Yes, you do. But I still
I just wanted to see.
I still come through. I always come through. Always
you
come
do.
Through.
She don't always, but she came through tonight.
I life happens. Sometimes I can't make it. You for one should understand that.
Ooh, I for 1, 2, 3, 4, ooh, and 5 understand that.
Okay.
However, you got to get down. You got shoes on tonight?
I don't have anything on from the waist down.
Van Tartel, it's your turn. Van, talk to her.
I got my toe ring on. I got my nail polish on my toenail.
Van, talk to her. It's your turn.
You asked.
I got something for the fellas.
I'm talking to
you.
Happy Clothes,
sorry, I forgot where we was. We just had to get down. I'm sorry.
Wow. Really? Really, man?
You know I want to talk some shit, but I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to talk some shit, but you know I got something in my arsenal. Hey, Poetic. What's up with you? Y'all going to stop playing.
You ready to confront your fears? Baby, you ready to confront your fears?
I guess I got one more fear I can confront. I don't know. I thought I confronted them all, but I give you what I got.
All right. Move, J-Rob. Move, Jay. Just back on up. All right. Thank you, bro. Go ahead and get on.
She ain't got no shoes on. She just got toe rings. Fine, I'll move.
She ain't got nothing on from the waist down. It's amazing that you just got shoes.
Oh, it's a little gold.
Stop messing with my fantasy.
Go ahead and get on down. Go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all. I won't tell you about all my fears, but I have confronted most of them. I'm going to tell you about a few. This is called Beautifully Broken. Judgment is the robber of miracles. Lost time cannot be found. So I love hard, intentionally. Because I fall even harder. I can remember when I asked the universe for love. It sent me beautiful chaos. As I hold my head up to the heavens, my tears fall to water the earth. I fell into this love blinded by the fascinating demeanor, a great smile, and an absolutely beautiful mind. It was a rarity for me, and I got starstruck. And though I had hit it very well, I had to learn how to fall out of love with the pain. As his soul's presence became woven and embedded in the fabric of the fibers of my soul, he became my everything. All my life, toxicity ruled, so I believe love was heartbreak and tears. Because in my world, pain was necessary for the survival of it. but I grew weary of recovering from people, exhausted by my emotions, even in everything I had to fight. So I realized the pain I felt was allowed by me, therefore caused by me, and that letting go when it all goes wrong was what was necessary. See, I'm a healer, so it doesn't mean that my love for him isn't real and true. But you know, facing your heart through tears, hiding the love deep inside of someone who'll never know is a different kind of fear of losing and pain. He still holds the key to my heart. But I learned and understood that it is my heart that needed the healing. So I stopped fighting. Because sometimes, some things can't be fixed back to the way they were. Your eyes have been opened. I've been beautifully broken. And that's it.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. I'm going to do it like LL Cool J does it. Damn, girl.
Bloatitious. Skeevy.
Skeevy. Delicious.
Give me goose, gonna be good. Damn, I'm hollering from Hollywood. But is he good? Oh, my bad.
But is he good?
Yo, yo, but listen, though. I got stuck on a line. You asked the universe for love, but it sent you beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
I got stuck on that. Like, in my head, I'm writing a whole piece to that. But
you do. I want to hear it.
But that's
put that in the event page because I want that line too.
Yeah, please, because I got to have at that line. I do. You know, you've given me some beautiful lines to write to, and this piece has given us another. But I love the way you confronted your fears with this piece, though. That one fear you said, I guess I got one more fear I can confront. I love it. I love this. Thank you for that.
I thought she had two. I thought you were confronting her fears of J. Robin Van Meadow. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
Got
that.
Two.
You're right. That is two. That is two.
I confront that every Thursday. I confront that. Every Thursday.
Yeah.
Y'all don't scare me on tonight. That's the only time y'all scare me. Other than that, I ain't scary.
Shout out to Bosa, baby. That's only because, we only scare her once a week. That's only because we ain't nowhere near her. Notice she wasn't all tough girl
right.
Nancy when we saw her in person.
Talk about it, Jay. There you go. Because I was thinking the same thing, bro.
She was giving her like Wilma Flintstone. Like, okay.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That part.
Oh my god! Oh man!
That's what
I'm just saying.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on? I mean, you got a lot going on in Epiphany Radio. Can you let everybody know what you got going on? Tell them. Talk about it.
All right. So I'm gonna start with Saturday night because I usually do. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress, some open mic poetry, healthy conversation, and some smooth sounds from my playlist. Whew. Okay, what's next? I'm going to manifest this continuation of the show. So I'm going to say every other Monday, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe where I co-host with the birthday boy, for real, the poet, Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. Oh, and happy birthday to you. Thought I forgot, didn't y'all? and poetic.
Wait.
America is just not the land of the free no more.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You gotta wait till I get to your night, man. You on the list. I'm gonna acknowledge you.
My birthday was before his.
No, I know, love, but can I please you to run through the list? And then I get to you. You don't even know what I had in store for you. But it's all right. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you guys come on by on those Monday nights, you know, because we got a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and you're going to love it because it challenges your creative side, puts you in a time slot. Now, what else I got going on? Wednesday night at 9. My goodness. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice, Eva Menziak. Now, it's been a minute since we had to actually put our heads together and come up with a topic, but we planned with something. We got to tease y'all with it, though. So you just come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. You'll find out what it is for. Now, I have to give a special shout-out, a little bit of a melody for a very, very good friend of mine. He happens to be right here, present, for me to say this to him. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear J-Rock. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And y'all come on by also every Thursday night and get some of this get down. They be getting down here.
Yeah.
Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
You feel better.
Why, son, are you okay now?
Let's just continue with the show, Van. I can see the prejudice in here because I'm not from Philly. But I want to thank you for the poetry that you were able to bless us with. It was a very exquisite piece. I want to thank you for that. You always come through with some very, very good wording. Your wordplay is very good. I deeply enjoy how you put yourself into the mix when it comes to you and your poetry. Now, I want to thank you so much because you really do bring an effervescence to the microphone, which Van and I so desperately need. Kalinda told me you wasn't feeling me, so I retract my statement. So I hope everything's good in Philly. Thank you so much for stopping by to get there. Van Meadow.
Why you doing me like
that? All right, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor where, for real, the poet is out there doing the huckabuck. Miss VIP is over there, you know, King Atterbury, you know, the party is just waiting for you now, so.
Oh, wait, the one, crow is one, over there. All right.
Yeah.
The crow over there.
Yeah. And remember to take all your right socks.
Baby.
She got it out. I pressed the button, but she got it out. All right. Let's keep this party going. Oh. Uh-oh, J-Rob. Uh-oh,
Talk to me, poet.
We got our West
Talk
Coast go-go brother, Sincere, from Los Angeles. What's good with you, bro?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing, Van, J-Rob, for real?
Who's good, Coach?
I see you. Happy birthday, Fly, Eagle, Fly. Happy
yes,
birthday.
Sir. I appreciate you,
How
Coach.
You doing, bro? Good to hear from you, my brother.
Yeah. Man, it's good to be heard.
Absolutely.
That part.
Welcome to the Get Down, bro, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Coach.
Yes,
hey, Coach. Listen, it's my turn to talk, brother, so dig this. Coach, tonight, Coach, and I know I'm talking to a really good dude, so I know this is going to be minutes. It's going to be not that big because small things don't bother big people. However, tonight, brother, Van and I want you to confront your fears. So I'm going to, Van, get out the way. I'm talking to Coach. Move. I'm going to move him out the way, Coach. Step up to the mic, man, and get on down. Move, Van, move. Look at the Coach.
I'm moving, bro. I'm moving.
Tell me again my fears. Why would I want to praise a God whom allowed me to be chained? Although the word said to obey your masters and submit our knowledge for the love of God, his merciful ways, to be condemned those whom I fear. Tell me again, why would I bend my knee when you want to exclude our ancestors' histories from the education books this school year and years to come after? I fear in verses one God, who's white but not white, that we are under the sky's eyes of one soul. That's like telling a bird to fly without feathers. That's like you telling me to call Heather by another name of our mother's grace. Let's let this race to embrace our inner most likely ego on religious field trip around seven seasons on seven seas for 7 days. I fear lies more than my own damnation. Tell me again why I don't want to see a flag that was made from the spirit of those who died twice under fire from the demon's corpse. Ego flip, overload, ego sincerely, born to live and die in whichever the sun sits and sets, minor, major, A plus. Tell me again what I fear. Sincere from Los Angeles, that's that peace.
My man.
Tell me what I fear again. Huh. If it ain't
right.
The Most High, tell me what I fear again. If it ain't who he's above me and us, tell me what I have to fear, Coach. You're a bad boy.
Come on now.
Coach, you're a bad boy. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. What you say, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, he understood the assignment, bro. He understood the assignment, and he tackled it, and he let you know if it ain't the Most High, what else is there I should fear? I mean, come on now.
Tell me what I got to fear.
Yeah, bro, that's what's up, bro. Dynamic Inc. as always.
And I appreciate, and the one that I wanted, I just dropped it on the page, so this was the second of the two, and I just dropped the one. I just written that one. It was first ink that I dropped on the page. But this is the one that was
my man.
That was really touching me.
My man. Brother.
Thank you for that, Coach.
Man, I'm thank
that.
You for this platform. I'm humble, gentlemen.
Nah, man. Indeed. We thank you, man. Okay. We will get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor now so that you can, have a good time with the crew out there doing their thing.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do that West Coast swing with a go-go twist. You know how we get
my
down.
Man.
We're going to do a 49er stomp on it, too, as well. You know how we get down.
Hey, man, Good luck with that. Maybe y'all have better success later on in the year when we go at it again.
Ooh,
we'll be right.
I'm trying to find that gold nugget.
Wow.
What was that track that you like, bro, J-Rob, that C-Double has you thinking, you keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You keep on knocking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep on knocking.
Wow.
That's how the Rams do. They keep on knocking, but they can't get in, bro.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm going
to go into the dance floor. I'm going to let this rivalry start giving away the best of us.
I know that's right, bro.
Shot fired.
Ladies and gentlemen, our West Coast go-go brother since
one
Jay
love, one mic.
Hello, one mic, bro. Hey, man.
The bad person,
next
man.
Up, man. Hey, man, listen, I talk trash, bro. When it comes to my football team, I will talk trash all day, every day. Win,
understood.
Lose.
So no.
Win or lose. We can be the worst team in football. You wouldn't know it after you talk to me because I'm going to let you know about it. But we're going to get to this next poet. Hey, man, listen, I'm excited to hear this one. Oh, man, I'm excited to hear. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got our good brother, Brother O. What's good with you, Brother O?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm great, brother. How you doing, man?
Brother O, salute to you, sir.
Yeah, J. Rob, happy birthday, man.
My big bro, thank you, man. Thank you very, very, very much. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Hey, no
how
problem.
You making out tonight?
I'm doing good.
My man.
Enjoying the show, and happy birthday to Pharrell the Poet, too.
Yes, sir.
My man. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Man, talk to the brother. Talk to the brother.
Hey, man, now that we got the birthday shenanigans out the way, bro, tonight we want to know, are you ready to confront your fears, bro? So we're going to give you the mic, man, let you go ahead and get on it. J-Rob, come on, man, get out the way, man. You're always in the way, man. Back up.
It's my shoe. Stop.
Come on, man. Brother, go ahead and get on down, my brother.
Now this piece is called Facing My Deep-Rooted Fears and Insecurities Head On. Fear is either your best friend or worst enemy. It's like fire. If you can't control it, good for you. If you can't control it, it will burn everything around you and destroy you. Once you manage to control your fear, it keeps you sharp. It makes you more alert. Quote from Mike Tyson. My dear brothers and sisters, we all have deep-rooted fears and insecurities that we must face and conquer, because God did not give us a spirit of fear. All of us have had moments of dread and terror, moments of flashbacks from our traumatic experiences in our childhoods, moments of wanting to run away from trouble, moments of wanting to hide in a corner, moments of wondering what was going to happen to us, moments where we face uncertainties, moments of worrying about how our lives are going to play out in the future. However, we can't allow our deep-rooted fears and insecurities stop us from living our lives, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear, brothers and sisters. Brother O, can you be transparent and share some of your deep-rooted fears and insecurities that you had to face head-on and conquer during your lifetime? My dear brothers and sisters, I had to conquer my fear of failure, conquer my fear of being a black-on-black crime statistic, conquer my fear of being locked up in jail or prison, conquer my fear of rejection, conquer my fear of change, conquer my fear of losing people close to me, conquer my fear of not being good enough to succeed in life or measuring up to other people, conquer my fear of losing my independence, conquer my fear of not being recognized and appreciated for my accomplishments and achievements, conquer my fear of a fatal encounter with the police, conquer my fear of the unknown, conquer my fear of what could happen, what might happen in the future, conquer my fear of not reaching my maximum potential, conquer my fear of larger dog breeds, conquer my fear of not being able to take care of myself and going broke completely, and conquer my fear of losing my temper, my anger, getting to the point of hurting or killing another human being. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave is not who doesn't feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Quote from Nelson Mandela. My dear brothers and sisters, I truly understand that every human being on this planet is afraid of something. However, we must develop the courage to overcome those fears and insecurities that we face daily, because our faith is much greater than our fear. As the legendary actor John Wayne once said, courage is being scared to death is shattered up anyway. as I will tell you. Boy, to conquer your fears, you must stand up with courage and face them head on. Don't allow the spirit of fear to consume your mind and spirit. Because you are raising up the top of the Goliath you are facing. Or what I come your way. It's at peace.
Wise son.
Brother O. Brother O, I said this about other poets, and I got to say it to you as well, man. You're a bad boy with that pen. Specifically, brother, because you bring content to the table, poetically speaking. You bring true-to-life content, and I love how you do it, bro. I love how you do it, bro. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just smiling. Van
Metals,
what do you think?
Hey, man, I agree. This brother said that God doesn't give us spirit of fear. And that is so true.
Come on
now. We put fear in our own self, you know, by the things that we've experienced, things that we place on ourselves that we say that we're afraid to do. But, brother, the transparency in this piece is always you, bro. And you always do what you're called to do, man. No matter what platform, no matter where we hear you. So we appreciate you for this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Indeed.
All right,
indeed.
Brother, we're going to get over to the Get Down dance floor. Hopefully you got a few minutes that you can hang out with us, man. And, you know, share yourself with the people. Man, it's a party over there, man. We got Pharrell over there celebrating his birthday. He is doing the electric slide right now, y'all. He is doing the electric slide.
God.
So, Brother O, hey, man, can you go over there and go pull your brother, man, pull him to the side and tell him electric slide, not his dance, bro? I need you to handle that for me, all right, bro?
Sure.
All right, bro. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, brothers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Brother O, man, coming through, doing his thing, man. Man. Whew. Mm. Are we having a party? Are we having a poetic party or what, Jay?
A poetic party. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, man. Next up on the mic. I believe I know who this is, but we're going to let him introduce himself. Very cool. 484, welcome to the Get Down, man. Tell everybody who you be.
Is Blaze.
I knew that was you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Blaze is on
what's
my
happening,
mic.
Man?
Good with you, bro.
Oh, happy birthday to two people out there. You know, Pharrell, Poet Douglas, my man, J. Rob the Wise Son. And sure, I'll just add in a happy birthday with my boy Van Meadows. Happy birthday. All three of your birthdays.
My man. I appreciate it. I'm not a Libra.
Oh, you know what? No. Libras are generous. So, brother, if it's my birthday, it's your birthday.
You know what? Man, I love you for that, Jay. Hey, man. If that's the case, then where am I part of the presence at? I mean, I know everything that
you did for your birthday.
I didn't get any part of that, though.
I'll give you one.
Check the mailbox, Daddy. Check the mailbox.
Appreciate it. Why, son, talk to my brother Blaze, man.
Blaze, big bro, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we need you to confront your fears. And I knew your poetry is going to address that situation. So, my good brother, I'm going to move Van out the way since he's an honorary Libra for the rest of the night. And please go ahead and get on down. Move, Van. Come on, move. The brother got the mic. Move.
All right. Y'all ready for a puppet master? Listen. Even in a coma from carcinoma, I still carry that nigga, I'm woke aroma. Question. Was the government ever meant to govern, or are they mud-churned rug burns that love it here because they like being fondled with by the puppet masters because they are the true puppeteers. Allow me to give a few nuggets here. Here? Now, Geppetto's main objective is to control the ghetto, but understand he's not one, he's many, the elite. And whatever they have and or put their hands in, these creeps, they look to overthrow. And seemingly so, my bro, they want to give you polio, low keto, while needing you to do-si-do Pinocchio, meaning to entertain them doll babies on a string who are fast asleep. Jiminy Cricket is their ticket to play with it and readjust the conscious time set of your mindset, corrupting your conscience. If we're being honest, look at that word and tell me mentally where the heart and soul of your mind's eye went. When conscience is broken down, token clown, now you see that you've been conned in their science. Have you met the modern-day Worthington Fowlfellow? How mellow, claiming Honest John, who lures you into shame and strife. Secretly, they are the fun and games of life, right? Wrong. He cripples you without crutches and leave you in the clutches of holds that are strong. You've got to listen. These casters are all heartless. Honest John was a foxy, super slick con artist. The coachman is another. He's the one that cats the fish, luring in stupid little boys to Pleasure Island, where they do drugs and get high, man. Filthy antagonists, it's sad and sick how they crack them whips, turning you into donkeys. Then you're sold to the black market in complete, utter, and total darkness. And the industry's their main target. And let's not get trapped to the mindset of Mr. Brody Stromboli, whose goal is to force you to make him money to his pockets. A swole seat. Stay young, because this guy's no good. Once old, please know he will chop you up for firewood, homie. And low-key, the industry, even though they are mad active, they too are ass backwards. All that one goes to be famous is past tragic. You're made to do things that bring about bad habits, and if you turn down their offer, you will be consumed by their black magic, in which will drag madness to your life, and it'll hurt your wife when she finds out that these adult movies are watered down. At that very point, they're out for slaughtered rounds. Once you realize that child trafficking is being done to your children, labeling your sons and daughters clowns to the point they've ordered towns to be pillaged and villages to face multiple blood spillage symbolically, leaving their hers and hims psychologically frolicked, see? Got those on the stage of life extremely fearful of the worst kind of weirdos. If we're not careful, it'll be on our very own hands. By demand, we'll be the ones we're killing, trying to be God, the Alpha and Omega, never making it past their glass ceiling. Yet we're bragging about driving in lavish cars with lots of cash and lots, drag and drop our body bags in vast buildings. They trash fillings and mass killings, and by far, why are so many in the entertainment business being sacrificed to wearing that five-star? Sidebar. You tell me if you're feeling this. While Disney mentally steals your kids with your unknowledgeable willingness and you can't even pass gas due to a hand being so far up your ass like a ventriloquist, literally stealing shit. Now we're being lied to by the insightful Pinocchios whose nose is growing. They've slowed their roles as worker bees. Be aware. You'll find yourself short-circuiting in their circus. Sheesh, throwing the towel, because what they do is foul. Manhandling you like Hercules, controlling your mind, calling themselves, trying to exact revenge while demolishing your surface keys. Serpents and bees, and need I say more about how your force hurt your knees? My inertia unearths decrees. Let me explain. You've always thought that you had a hold on me, but nigga, I'm slippery. You call yourself trying to dwell within me, but I too have a few tricks in me. I found out how to beat your wizardry while I was sitting your trickery. Are you getting me? And I'll do it while giving my father the victory. I'm detaching thee, me, a mystery from your mastery. Are you catching me? That's by playing along, and all the while the strings have been removed. It would behoove you to see through to the game you played the entire time. Well, an inquired mind wanted to know, are you the evil genie in the bottle that others thought that if they rub it faster, you'd have to give them what they asked for, not knowing that you'd ghost them, right, Casper? While you have continuously fun and chuckle laughter, you watched us suffer past the hurts and pains. But here's the thing. I've cut loose and will teach others to cut loose all their strings, and I serve the king of all the kings, the master of creation, who oversees a multitude of nations. So as the conclusive and ending of this story goes, I beat you at your very own game, and all will now truly know your name, trying to gain fame due to tampering with people's brains, sucker, bastard. But once again, you got beat at your own game, and now you have a known name that's laughable, you bastard, you. And from here on out, I'm attacking you and smash you, Mr. Joe King. Get it? But I'm not. You piece of snot. Get smashed. Your witchcraft and your sorcery is Georgie Porgery, puppet master.
Blaze. And peace.
Okay, bro. We hear you. We hear you coming out spitting that Blaze talk like you normally do, puppet master.
Tell him why you mad, son.
Why you mad,
Tell
son?
Tell him why you mad, son.
Joe.
Tell him
King.
Why you mad.
Get it? That's what I'm talking about. Dope spit, bro. Dope spit without question, man. Without question. Delivery content. Hey, man, that's what's up.
Tell
I
him.
Dig it.
Tell
no,
him why
it.
You mad, son.
Why, son?
That's going to be me. He giving him the blaze with both barrels blazing. Tell him why you mad, son. I can
mad
dig this beat.
Man, keep lying about shit.
You ain't ever
trying
lying.
Trying to play us like Ethan Lakey, yo.
No, sir.
And
no
Nate DePetto. But see, I play along in the game. I cut the string and still act like I'm hung up there playing the dummy.
Yeah.
Just keeping them close enough to you that you can get them.
Yes.
See, just Blaze.
I'm rocking
bro,
you on that, bro.
Well, my brother. After that dope spit, man, it's time for you to go out there on that get down dance floor, man, and join the party out there, man. They getting it in out there, man. So get on over there and, Brother Owen over there and pulled for real out of the dance floor for a moment because he was doing electric slide. Now he out there doing
that
the twist.
That was mandatory.
So get on over there, bro, and hang around with us, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. One love, one
Thank
mic.
You.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Blaze. Whoo, Lord, man. You ready to keep this party going, J-Rob? Yeah. Are we ready?
Am I ever?
Next up, we got our favorite Canadian, Lady A, on the mic. Welcome to the Get Down, Lady A.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And I just want to say...
Very good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Happy birthday to you.
You're the best.
Happy
You're
birthday
the best ever.
To you. Happy birthday, Larry and John. Happy birthday to you.
You're way too good to me. Way too good to me. That's how you know it's Libra season.
Oh, yuck.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. It's Libra season, baby.
Hey,
it's Libra season.
Listen. I'm going to let you have your shine, bro. I'm going to let you have your shine. It's yours, baby.
It's Libra
it's
season.
Yours.
It's Libra season.
Did you have a good birthday? I hope you did.
Beloved, I got a chance to wake up every day this week, and me and God had a long conversation, so we're going to have many more days like this. I'm all good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's great.
Van Meadows, I believe you have a question.
Yeah.
Isn't it your turn, bro?
You did Blaze? My bad. Lady A.
No, you know what? No. It's my turn. I'm sitting if you're paying attention. Lady A.
Yes.
There you go.
Tonight, we are wanting to know poetically if you're ready to confront your fears. So let me move J-Rab out of the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This poem is full of metaphor, but it's about my daughter, and it's called Upon the Rock. Jonathan Livingston Seagull, his colony of gulls, soar above the din of ocean's long dead skulls, encircle fair siren perched upon a rock, scream and call, she knows they do not mock. Veils of blue and silver wrap the evening sky. Water's mist shines, blends with the tears she cries. Dampens her silken gown now like gossamer wings. Tiny feet slip on the mossy stone, and seagulls still sing. Jonathan hovers and looks into her eyes and pleads she cling to his wings. To safety he will fly. Wise gull pecks her gently. Reach for me, he says. Else tide will roll too deep. I fear you will be dead. Weakened by the raging sea, all strength nearly gone, grasps his powerful wings, takes flight. She hangs on. Through the clouds of silver, a light shines on the coast. Jonathan and the girl glide in night's sky, an eerie ghost. Delicate feet safe upon the sand, waiting is her mother and takes her by her hand. You are weary from this storm. Come rest in mummy's arms. Let me love you back to life and keep you from all harm. And peace.
I like this. I like this a lot. I like this because of the emotion that's within it and the vulnerability that it presents. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
I do as well like the piece. I love the way the metaphors and, you know, just a lot of things within the piece that we know are transparent for you. And I know this is an emotional piece because we felt the raw emotions toward the end of the piece, that little pause and that little breath towards the end. This is a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for coming through.
Oh, you guys make me laugh and
make
me have fun when I listen to you. I enjoy the show.
That be Van starting all that stuff.
Hey, I do nothing. I do nothing. I just come do as I'm told.
See?
I do as I'm told. You dictate and I just do. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. One day you're going to read the transcripts and you're going to be like, Van, you're a bully. I'm sorry. I couldn't even get that out all the way.
Me a bully? Nah, I could never.
No.
But Lady A, we're going to get you an over to the Get Down dance floor. You know, everybody's over there having a great time. Party is in full effect. You know, for real, the poet is showing his whole entire, I'm not going to say that.
Booty.
But you know what he's showing. You know what he's showing.
Booty, booty, booty.
Thank you, Jay. One love, one mic, Lady A.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, lady.
Man. Whew, we're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to keep this poetic party, poetry party, this wise son party, this for real, the poet Douglas party, this epiphany party. We're going to keep it going with Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hello.
Unmute
Happy Thursday.
There we go.
Friday Eve, y'all.
Happy Friday Eve.
Hey, Gina. Happy Friday Eve, Mama.
Happy belated, J-Rob. Happy birthday, for real, the
it
poet.
Ain't,
my
it
daughter's
ain't
birthday
ever
was yesterday. Look, I'm not going
well,
to say it
because everybody
else did it, so I don't want to be redundant.
Nah, you good, girl. You good. Just by the fact that you said happy birthday, you right on time, girl.
I'm going to tell you something, J-Rob. I don't say happy birthday. What I actually say is happiness always. Not just on the day you were born, but every day that you live. I wish you happy.
Yeah. What she said, Van. Yeah.
I know that's right. Happiness always.
Happiness always. Thank you, baby. Hey.
You're
hey,
welcome,
listen,
sweetheart.
Listen. You are the best. Listen, tonight.
I'm proud to be.
Tonight, we want you to confront your fears. And since you were so gracious, I'm going to get Van out the way. Let you do what you do when you do that voodoo that you do.
Ooh, well, you better give me to my John Robinson. You speaking my language. Let's go. Is the mic mine?
It's all yours.
Thank
get
you
on down.
All right, I'm a freestyle because I've been reading pieces for so long that I need y'all to remember that I'm a freestyle spoken word artist, not just a poet. I came on this Thursday night that I call Friday Eve to get down because there are some things that frighten me. See, my fears are so many. I think I was born scary. My mother said as a toddler, she saw me one time walking outside and the sun was above my head. My shadow was next to me, and I could see it, and it made me scared. I was running, it was chasing, I was running, it was chasing, I was running, it was chasing until I got underneath the shade of a tree. And then that shadow was no longer chasing me. I felt free. I was no longer a fearful, but I needed my mommy. Mom! I screamed, and she ran outside to see what was the problem, and I said, there was another girl that looked like me, but she was black and running on the ground. And everywhere that I went, she went too. And every movement I made, she did too. And when I raised my hand, hers did too. I didn't know what to do. She told me I wasn't even 3 years old yet. I was still two. So when I tell you that I've always known words and language has been part of my life from the beginning of it, I'm not just making it up, see. My mother said before I could even walk, they called those toddlers because they had been crawling and they first stand up. They're holding on to things as they walk around because they're afraid to let go. I was afraid of everything and that never changed. And I'm going to tell y'all, I don't even think that that's a problem for me. The reality is I don't watch scary movies and Halloween is the worst time of the year for me. There are so many things that I run from. The only thing that has never made me run is a fight because I think that's the human instinct. You want to do one or two things, they say. It's flight or fight. I don't run, but I use these hands. And violence had been so long a part of my life that I had to take a stance. So when I became an advocate against domestic violence, which is always being represented in the month of October, I said this. If I'm in a situation with a loved one and I feel like I need to defend myself by using these hands, then that's not a person that I need to be with. So I learned a long time ago that using these hands or having them is not always a necessity. But the fear is inside of me, deep-seated in reality. And I've had it all the days of my life. But I'll tell you the one thing that I'm more afraid of than anything is not having a legacy that I can leave behind. I don't want my daughter or my grandchildren to ever think that I left them in the lurch, that I didn't love them enough, and that they were just another commodity in my life, like something that I could think upon like books, P3s, sound bites, likes, shares, follows, and subscribes on social media for trivial things. No, my family is a merchandise. They're the heartbeats that make it a possibility for me to live right. So my fear is that I don't leave behind anything of substance. And I'm not talking about monetarily. Oh, sure, they'll have an inheritance. And I will leave behind some land. That's an assurance. But the reality is this. I'm going to leave behind memories that will make them know that I was not always afraid, but I was bold. Every time there's a situation in my life that I feel fearful of, I simply look at it with my eyes open and not closed. And I meet and greet it head on. And even if I fail, I know that I gave it everything that I had because I'm strong. I'm not afraid of the storm. I am the storm. So I have no fear. So I came on to get down tonight to let y'all know that even though I was born scary, I grew into my own, and I'm standing in it. And that shadow that I used to run from is an imitation of me and the original and who she wants to be. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Really like where she took this, Van.
Yeah.
She took this on like, this is me. Check out who I am and what doesn't faze me or causes fear in me, because this isn't bothering me. I like how she put this together. I know she's a freestyle, you know, freestyle fanatic, but this was really, really, really good. I liked it. I like that. What you think, Van?
Thank you,
Van. I agree, man. Yes, she is, and I dig this, man. You know, I love her freestyles. You know, just like she said, she got to let people know. Sometimes, you know, they forget, and she demonstrated that right here with this, especially towards the end when we talk about she ain't got no fear. Man, I love that. Man, I know that. Talk your stuff.
Thank you
that
so much.
Part.
And honestly, Ben, I have to just say this poetic. I was born scary. Like I said, I don't watch scary movies. I'm afraid of the dark. I have nightlights everywhere I go. Like, I am not the one. You know what I'm talking about? If you jump out of a corner and you, boo, you want to scare me, that's probably not your go-to. I throw a punch. I'm going to be honest with you. So, yeah, I
I know, that's right. Jump out, you're going to hit you.
Do not frighten me.
It's funny, you know, earlier today when a movie was on, I know you don't do scary movies, but there was a movie called Zombieland, right? And Bill Murray is in this movie. And,
sounds crazy, okay.
He was acting like he was one of the dead zombies in his own house that the live people were walking around and trying to find shelter. And he walked up. You know, he let the people know that he wasn't dead. He was actually alive. And he goes around the corner and kids watching the movie. And he decided he's going to try and scare them. Well, kind of the wrong kids to do that with because they shot him.
See what I'm talking about? Right.
Wow.
That's my go-to. If you know me, I choose violence. So my go-to would be, I have an arsenal. I mean, you don't know what I'm going to pull out from where. But please know, my favorite phrase or quote is this, and I want to use it someday. I haven't yet. 911, what's your emergency? I just shot an intruder. So if I get to use that, I will feel justified. Like, yes, my life has a meaning. So, yeah, don't scare me. I'm not the one.
Right.
Like the song says, try Jesus, not me. I got these hands.
I know that. Oh, that's right.
I hear that.
All right. Oh, man, she just dropped and we're in overtime. Lord Jesus, how's she going to drop in overtime, Gina? How you do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm, a freestyle piece, and what a phenomenal job she does. But now we're in overtime. If you were listening in online, guess what? It's over. You got to listen to the playback to hear the last hour of the show. But those of you who are still here, congratulations. We're going to keep it moving because you're here, we're here. And there's a poetry party going on, man. So next up on the mic, Jay Rob, we got our BMF brother, Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Miracles and blessings, my brother. Would it be? How y'all be?
Hey, man.
Good, brother.
Today be a
How
good day.
Feel,
be a good day to be a poet and a great day to be able to get down.
You know what? Hey, I you know what? I'm a second dad. I ain't going to even, because I haven't sat here for 2 hours and listened to you brothers throw each other on the bus for the last damn 2 hours. And I realized that I never commit a crime with you two. Because I know good and hell well. One of y'all. Probably both of you.
It'll probably be me. It'll probably be me, and I'll be like, hey, yo, man, come on, man. They got us. They got us, man.
Nah.
Hey, yo, come from behind the third car. Come behind the
right,
BMW, man. They got us.
That part.
I could actually see that. I was in there like, these two just threw each other on the bus 50 times. Like, I'm never committing a crime with them. We're gonna keep it cordial.
I'm just saying, I'm the one to scream out, yo, man, we got caught.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm like,
right,
yeah,
right, right. Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I refuse. Y'all go right on the kid. I'm gonna chill over here. But man, I will say, man, good piece that you guys helped me put together yesterday, man. I am grateful and I'm honored, man. Anytime we can ink something together, man, and it turned out to be a masterpiece, and for that I say thank you.
Oh man, thank you for
man.
Giving opportunity, bro. Real
thank
talk,
you.
Man. Anytime you got something like that, man. You know, there's certain things, man, where you hear certain lines or you see certain pictures and you just know that you're called to write to it. You know, there's something in you that just wants to ink it out right then and there, and that's what usually happens. Because the moment I saw it, I said, oh, man. I said, this got consciousness written all over it. And my conscious pen been itching to just go in. And when I saw that, it gave me a chance to go in. So I appreciate you for pulling that out of me, bro. Real talk.
Hey. I agree, man. You know, like I said, man, it was definitely an honor, man. And it's certain pieces, man, that you write with different people, man. But then it's certain pieces that's just meant for certain people, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that piece, man, was meant because I knew what I was going to get. I knew I was going to get greatness. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I didn't think I was going to get a good piece. I knew I was going to get a great piece, man. And you guys, man, definitely pulled greatness out of those pens yesterday.
Appreciate you, bro.
Nah, thank you for the invitation,
you did,
bro.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, man, hold up. Listen. He gonna talk like he didn't have anything to contribute or input. Hey, man, you wrote some seriousness
yeah,
on that piece, bro. We're not going to escape by that, bro. You did that.
Come on now.
Hey man, I tell y'all what, man, y'all lay the ink, man. I just, you know them old school feather pens. I just dipped my pen in y'all ink, man, and I just wrote what was already in y'all ink.
Yo, he said I just dipped the quill. I didn't
dipped
do nothing.
Pen.
I just dipped the quill.
Yeah, we hear you, brother.
You know, and that's
it was great though, man.
That's what we do, man. So I like I said once again, man. I say thank you, brothers, for putting that, making that, you know, that it came alive. You understand what I'm saying? Like it became more than just words on paper, man. That thing actually came alive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the reception behind it was just as good.
that was four different mind processes, mind thoughts that came together. You know, it was almost like a four walls. It was four walls. It was a room with four walls, and each wall had something different, even though it was the same meaning.
Yeah.
There you go. There you
Absolutely.
Go. Exactly
that's
that,
right, man.
Exactly
definitely,
that.
Definitely.
For sure.
Great show, man. I was able to tune in to the entire show, so, man, I can, you know, say definitely great show. I was sitting here, and a friend of mine said, man, they silly. I said, that's them. So,
and tell them thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Thank you for the compliment.
Those are my brothers. I can't, you know, I can't. It was great, man. This has definitely been a great show.
Oh, man,
thank
we appreciate
you,
that, man. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Man, give it up to the
on,
brother.
Man. Absolutely. So, Jaywalk, tonight, man, you already know, man. You've been listening there. We're talking about confronting your fears, bro. If you're ready to go in, man, go ahead and J-Rob, get out the way. Come on, bro. Come on, back up. Go ahead and
I always
got to
move.
You got Yeah, you got to move, man. We got to get somebody else's spotlight. Go ahead, J-Walk. Get over down, bro.
All right, bro. So this piece, man, is written after my mother passed. So this is just my thoughts. So my biggest fears already happened at this moment. Staring outside. No, my bad. Let me back up. It's storming outside, and I'm just staring out the window. I'm listening to the whistling wind. I'm able to tell which way it blows. Victim of unseen scars, lying still in the dark. Flames start from merely a spark. Love escapes through the smallest cracks. I wish there was a pill to heal a broken heart. The pain is too much to bear. Pain either makes you cold-hearted or very careful. I can't move, just lie here and I stare. I hear everything around me screaming for help, but no one can find me. Echoes of my cries go on for hours, looking for solace in silence. Who knows silence could be so loud? I'm drowning in my tears, suffocating, gasping for air. I'm just lying here, shifting through the ashes, trying to find salvation in a storm. Motion sick, unable to move. I'm motionless. Trying to move is pointless. Wishing the storm would take me away, just like it took you away on that Monday. To you, I was on my way. But when I reached you, it was too late. Now I in the same spot on the floor where you laid, paralyzed. That's my piece.
Wow, son.
Just wow. Just wow. This is like the extension of what we just finished writing for each other yesterday. So for me, listening to how you put this together, this is part two of what we started yesterday. Hence why you got me on wow. Salute
Man.
To you, bro. Salute
Thank
to you. And his cadence was calm. Like a shot of whiskey, just calm and steady. I was digging that. What you think, Van Meadows?
Yeah, man, it was It was a very emotional piece. And his cadence made it more emotional already. You know, you started talking about I was on my way. I was just too late. You know, you really pulled us into that emotion, bro, what you was feeling at that time. And I salute you, bro, for just being able to ink that out and then to be able to actually recite it, bro. This was a phenomenal piece, man. Yeah, it's really dope, my brother, for sure. For sure.
Okay. That's just one of them. You know, you have those moments in life, man, where you just reflect and you have conversations to the air that you can't have with the person that you would have had that conversation with.
Right.
So This was a conversation, and I'm actually, you know, talking to my mom and I'm talking to her spirit about what I'm going through at this moment.
Mm.
And that's how this piece actually came about. And,
I could dig that.
You know, shot of whiskey. I don't know about whiskey, but, you know, I'm out tonight, so, you know. I'm actually, this is, a sip of cognac. I'm definitely sipping the cognac, so that may be the calmness.
You in the family.
Nothing wrong with that, bro.
The calmness in my voice you hear. That may be the cognac that's talking, man, sometimes, you know, with which I'm trying to get out of that. I won't say of fear, but trying to get out of that anxiety when I speak and when I read these things. So, you know, this shot of cognac actually brought me down to a level to where I could get these words out and those emotions could come out clear and crisp without the nervousness, without the anxiety that goes with it.
And that's what had to happen so that you can get this out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's an excellent piece. It really is an excellent piece.
Hey man, you know what you brothers' thoughts, opinions about work is golden to me. So you know what I mean. So when you guys say it, that's gospel. That's real talk. I take that to the bank because it's worth money.
Right on. And the other part is, me and my brother, I speak for me and Van when I tell you, brother, we mean every word of it. Truthfully speaking.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. We going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to book the ticket, man. We're going to have to do something live, man, together. I'm going to have to lead this Dirty South, man, and track up east. I'm going to have to track east or north and... Man, just a fellowship with you, bro.
We'll call it the under the bus tour.
You know what? When I said it, it sounded like a good idea. This shit sounded like a good idea when I said it, and you came up with the name. I'm gonna walk that whole thing back, you know. We can Skype this shit, you know what I mean? Let's Skype this, you know, because I don't know if I want to be in the same community with J Rob. I feel like, you know, I feel like the PD is gonna get involved in some kind of way. You know, man, when I ink with you guys and I talk to you guys and I reach out work, man, and I listen to y'all spit, man, it's. I was listening to right before I got on the call, man, and I don't know if you may have, with knowing you guys, you probably have, Lessons by Eric Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the remix, you know, I feel like when I'm
the remix,
I'm
the remix,
guys,
yes, sir.
You know, I feel like this is the remix to whatever I write, man, with us together, man. It has that kind of soul to it. You know, I don't And I don't know. I mean, we got to pin this some kind of way, man, because this ain't just normal poetry. This ain't normal spoken word. You know how when neo-soul first came out, it was different from regular R&B, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
You know, because you had the, you know, you had the Keith Sweats and your Gerald LaVerts and your, you know, you had the R. Kelly's. You had that. You had the H-Towns and all that. But then you had, around that 95, 96, you had the Erykah Badus. You had the D'Angelo's. You know, you
right.
had that kind of flavor right there. This poetry is the Badus, the D'Angelo's. This, when I hear you guys, it's all neo. This is neo poetry to me. That's what this is.
Oh, wow.
Indeed,
man.
I can see that.
Indeed.
My
man, absolutely.
This ain't regular poetry. This is neo poetry, man. So I salute you guys, man, for continuing these great works, man, these great words, and it's so many people, man, that follow you guys, man, whether y'all know it or not. Sometimes we take these words for granted, but man, we healing people every time we ink something.
Bro,
yes, sir,
Ben
bro.
And I have often
appreciate
that you never know who you're gonna touch at any
Absolutely.
Given time when we're doing these pieces. And because you never know who you're going to touch, it's important that we keep doing this, because somebody's going through something out there. And they may never even press one, but they listen to the Get Down, and they listen to the banter that me and Van have back and forth before we have the Under the Bus tour, and they laugh and they giggle. We got people telling other people, hey, those guys are silly. But they listening, and they're enjoying what we bring in. And
exactly.
It takes them away from whatever they may be going through throughout the day. But bro, this is what the Get Down is about. And this is what spoken word and poetry is about. This is why we do what we do. You know, and to have a cat like yourself who we love and respect recognize
Indeed.
That means
Indeed.
That we're on the right track with what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I'm just like I said, I'm honored to be a part of this, a thread in this blanket, in this cloth that we call, that we gonna, like I said, we gonna pin this, and we gonna coin this as neo poetry tonight.
And I'm right,
sure.
Man,
hey, bro. I love it, bro.
We gonna keep this thing going, man. Until then, man. Hey, you know, I know it's probably a lineup behind me. And,
yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir. We're going to keep it moving.
You know,
we'll get you over to the dance floor, man. You have, hey, man, you got to join that party over there, that dance floor, bro. So I hope you're ready to show
man,
some moves,
man. Like I told y'all a while back, what Ice Cube say in Jacking for Beats, I don't dance or shake my butt. I leave that for the brothers with the funny haircuts.
With the
so,
funny
you know
haircuts,
I mean?
Bro. Hey, yo, that's one of my favorite
wow.
Ice Cube cuts. Yeah, too, bro. That's one of my favorite jokes.
You know, so I'm gonna sit in the corner with my cognac, and you know I got that red cup. You know that red plastic cup. That's
the
only way you can drink
cup.
It. I got the red plastic cup. And I'm
all right, my
I'm,
brother.
I'm not on that other flavor, but red is what it is. But brother,
yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love,
Jesus.
One mic.
That's our good brother J-Walk, man, coming through doing his thing, man. We're gonna keep it going, man. Next up, y'all, listen, this guy right here, Mr. Tuesday Nights, Epiphany Zone, host of a plethora of shows on Tuesday night. We call him Iron Man, but I give you Mojave. What's good with you, Hive?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's buzzing, sir?
What's happening? Oh, let me do it. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
I'm
going
to
fight him. I'm going to fight him, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I'm in there.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you, King.
Yeah, I still got some stuff for you. Shut up. So you got to come get your stuff. Shut up. And then we should do that. And happy birthday to the boss man. Here on Official Radio Universe, the Starship. I'm calling it the Starship now. Watch how this culture works. The Starship. Boldly going where poetry has not gone before. Anyway,
whoosh.
Check it out. See. Watch.
Hey, just don't be like Captain Kirk with every single colored woman in the galaxy.
Hey. You let him enjoy himself.
Get there. I'm just telling you, you know, somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it. Play the theme song.
That part.
Like, here we go. Oh, we got James T. Kirk before the Grand Tribunal. James T. Kirk, how did you acquire over 3,000 children of all manners of creed? Huh? He's like, oh, I'm not a player, but a chrysalide.
Right.
You're like theme music, baby. You're like theme music? What do you mean by theme music?
All right, yeah. That was
that. Oh, man. Who's up? Who's up, man? Is it
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. It's actually me. Cuzzo! Check it out.
Yes.
Check it out. It's Libra season. It's Libra season. I get to talk to my cousin during Libra season. Dig this, bro. Dig this. Tonight, we want you to confront your fears. So I'm gonna get Van out the way because you know, this is you. Hey, you part of the tour, so this is the part of the under the tour bus. So listen, under the bus tour. So I'm gonna get Van out the way.
Yes, that's what we're gonna do. So aren't you?
Yeah, under the bus tour.
That I came on when I came on, and I was like, I didn't even know what the theme was, but I had to throw away everything I was doing. I was like, toss that out the window and just write something. So I do not apologize for how horrible this ill-written, fast-written prompt that was given to me because I came on show and nobody told me to write beforehand. And this is what you're going to get. But unfortunately, hey, we failed to fall forward, right? So that's what we're doing. So when you read it,
the mic is yours.
All right. Face down when your fears are up. When anxiety has got you fucked up and you're trying to just live, what nightmare can you give in a short space for a young boy lacking grace? How words escape because his tongue will rip the stutter that F and H could not come clear from my face. How pretty fire from a matchbox lit up a carpet that soon caused the room to burst into flame. I still don't know how the fire didn't touch me or call my name, how we lost everything and moved from house to house, that we were drugged, and I would spend most of my childhood admonished for touching any accelerant, so they called me Firebug. How my mother's hands hurt just as much as she could hug. We all look like Jimmy, and the skinny is if one of us did wrong, we all got beat. How many more fights had I been? How many saw the peasy-headed pigpen as a victim and decided it was fun to make him cry? And if they could take whatever he had on value and how he had to fight, split lips, busted nose, cut knuckle, get caught, fighting cross town and face the belt of a buckle, then to be taken back upstate from all that you know and love to hate. Being the only black family on the block and anything going wrong, and the neighbors would knock, and we would always get the blame. My father never wanted us outside. We spent almost all of our time inside so they wouldn't call us by name. And the Kellys always sucked their big black dog on us whenever we walked down the street until that dog bit a little girl and they had to put that dog to sleep. I face all of my fears, and I worried if I'm good enough. Am I tough? Do I treat my children a bit rough? And here you are doing yourself a disservice. Playing small, being weak, allowing the less of you to be best. But who are you? Why wait? Why want? By caring by a woman who tried to figure out what's left to love, pass and trust and almost gone like the last while of a drink. But think, how many odds have you beat? Wrestled victory from the jaws of defeat, from how many times you failed, from victim to victor to defeat to avail. How you have wailed in sorrow to beat back doctors to a brighter day and a better tomorrow. I bench-pressed BS and stress to keep a bulletproof soul and let my transparency and industrious creativity be a flex. Knowing that I pull and draw together and become a nexus, creating and connecting, mating hard work and love for the best of us, to the best of we. I fought for the why of having my family. It's an epiphany. It's sweet like honey. Each time I draw my breath, it feels like money, because there's nothing greater than this life. It gets sweeter in each moment that I face my fears to become better in any weather. For this moment, I can come, be myself, be free, and most of all, face my fears just to be me. And that's the piece.
Hey, yo, check this out. You don't get to come on the mic and spit something this powerful and then come and leave the microphone to my, and that's the piece. No. This piece deserves you to end it on some real poem and walk away. This is hot.
I was even going to give you a satisfaction saying poem.
It's my birthday week. I deserve a poem on my birthday week.
Absolutely not, sir. Because I wrote it. It was fast. I just went with my stream of consciousness. There wasn't anything else.
I said you did.
No, boom. That's why I said, and that's the piece, because that's all I got. That's why I should
say,
that's all I got.
Then I say good day. Then I say good day.
I say, no, I say good day, sir.
I'm sorry.
Now, this piece.
Go ahead, man.
First of all, I like the way he tried to preface it by saying, you know, I didn't know how it was going to come out. You know, y'all going to get this. You're just going to get it, you know. And then he brings this, which is fire. And I love the fact that you talk about you always face your fears. That's a powerful statement, bro. It's a powerful statement. Dope piece, bro.
Yeah.
Dope piece.
Well, you know what's real funny? I tell people all the time because nobody ever believes it. Because everybody goes, you did what? I'm like, yeah, I did that. They were like, blah, blah, blah. I was diagnosed with anxiety. They really gave me, like, really gave me Xanax, like, stacks of it. I'd be trying to tell people that because nobody ever believes me. They'd be like, you don't even seem like it. I'd be like, no. This shit happens to everybody. It's just I have to calm myself down. Like literally, like, how to go through. Even when people are doing bullshit, I have to calm myself down. Like, I have to, like, because I can hear things differently now. So it's a little strange when you're going through it. Like, you know, like, I was so excited today because a series of several events happened all at the same time. And I had to calm myself down. Like, I had to, like, breathe because people think it's funny. And I'm like, you know, our fight and flight responses is different for different things that we have, you know. Like, because I had been beat up so many times when I was younger, right? So like, my fight reflex is greater because I always feel like I'm about to anger. There's times where I have to, like, unball my fist because I'm so angry. And I have to let go of the anger because if I don't, it's destructive. And it's the same type of thing that happens, like, you know, when people do things, when they respond to you in action, like, that's why I have to breathe before anything else. It's, like, nuts. Because, you know, I learned where it came from. I learned how, like, my mother could snap because of her PTSD for all the stuff that happened to her and that would go on. And so you have to face down things when it comes. And a lot of times I don't really talk about it because I feel like, you know, I hate when people just be like, oh, you know, blah, 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 this and that. I just go forward. Like, you know how I am. I just be putting my nose down and just go. You know, that's kind of how I be. But I was told, like, yo, you might be able to help somebody if you tell somebody what happened to you so they can try to figure this out because some people struggle with shit and they don't always have the same responses to cope. So I say that and I lay my plan because I feel like I talked too much already. I'm shutting up.
What's up, bro? What's
okay.
What's up, man? Hey, now before we send you to the dance floor, bro, let everybody know what you got jumping off this Tuesday, bro.
Ah, I'm glad you asked me that. Wait a second, hold on. Never mind. I couldn't pull it up in time. Anyway, so this Tuesday we are doing War Council. We are talking about a bunch of things. We're going to have like three or four different topics, but we're going to talk about body dysmorphia and stuff like that. You know, should you be upset if your mate has completely transformed their body so that they don't represent themselves the way that they were born. And we're not talking about, like, gender assignment. We're talking about people like there's a case that happened in Korea where a man married his wife and he thought she was beautiful and then they had children and he thought the children did not look the way it was because she had that much surgery and it cost him a lot. And he actually won the case too because he misrepresented himself. Some people go through this whole thing with body dysmorphia. Either they feel good about their bodies or they feel bad about their bodies. And so, you know, ideas, should you tell your mate that you had extreme surgeries or anything else in the past? Then we're going to talk about relationships, how, you know, we're going to talk about waste your time, 2022, what are the things that people are doing to waste their time to not get into relationships or have relationships or not be in relationships? And is it possible to date someone that you absolutely cannot stand and do not like, but you like them because of the sex? That's happening on Work Effort, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, a free world entertainment network.
Right.
The Starship.
Can't wait.
We both
can't
know
wait.
It's not gone before.
All right, good brother. We're going to get you one over to the dance floor, man, so you can join the party. We got these other couple poets that we're going to get to, but thank you, Mojave, for your greatness and your peace. Hey, man. Now get over there and join everybody in the party, bro.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. Check them out this coming Tuesday with War Council. Next up,
that was
we
a powerful
got,
piece he dropped.
It was a powerful piece, without question. Without question. But next up, we got me Caribbean brother. Soul Twins, Ed Burks is in the building. What's good with you, me brother?
Yeah, my name. Everything cool, man. Yeah, man. Just listen to the show and everything, and straight fire, my brothers. No doubt. And check me out. Happy belated birthday, brethren.
Hey, brethren, listen. It's never belated when I hear from one of my family members who tell me happy birthday because God put me here for another season. So all praises due to John up above, yeah?
Yeah, man. True that, man.
So
true
I'm
that.
Grateful.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You, brother.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Bless up. Yeah, man. Bless up all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Bless up all the time. I got a little love the show, man. Me love the
thank
show.
You.
Yeah, man. And I think about it. Me tell me come on and do a little piece. And it's about fear. And me fear is the way we treat each other for black people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Well, look, we're going to get out the way, man, let you go ahead and get on down, bro, because we got to hear this piece, man. We got to hear this piece.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go, so. Have you ever seen Babylon funkin'? A Latino man not supporting each other. Or Asians selling each other drugs. Or Asians murdering their brothers. The answer is never. Other races uplift their brethren, respect their own. They faithfully support their local businesses, forever support their extended families. We Africans should be much, much closer than we are, seen, considering all the bullshit that we've been through, colonized, enslaved, Jim Crow, government assassinations, the conscious lies, historical truths, like them Egyptians were white. Yet we've grown far, far apart. We're constantly tearing, bringing each other down. Instead of greeting each other with a big smile, we screw our faces into a dark frown. We constantly fall for the okey-doke. Like children then, we drink Babylon's Kool-Aid. With ignorance, we see our brothers as our enemies. We mentally still behave like ignorant slaves. Other races are thriving together as one, while our race is being left far behind. We left behind because of our ignorant discourse with each other. We left behind because we lost our bumba crab minds. Amen. Rastafari.
Rastafari, yes, sir.
Rastafari, man.
I love
this. This was a beautiful
I love
piece,
it.
Man.
Yeah, man. Big respect. Yeah, man. This
is a pay attention piece. Pay attention to how other people treat each other in their communities and look at what we're doing. We can stop all of this if we just start paying attention to each other and start loving each other the way we're supposed to. Pay attention. I love this. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Respect. Respect.
Yes,
and real fast, man, this is the whole idea of me trying to talk about, man, where, you know what I'm saying, you know, you look around, everybody driving. But out here in Oakland, you know what I'm saying, you know, people getting murdered all the fucking time in Blood Clot Babylon. And think about it, that it's not the Babylonians, it's black people killing each other.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying, you know, and I know Mino Van from Baltimore, he know about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and I know you from, like, Brooklyn or something, the Bronx, New York.
Yeah, I'm
in
the Bronx.
Like
I see it on a regular.
Okay. Yeah, see? You know what I'm saying? It's so bad when you don't, it will affect you after a while. It's just another, you know, it's like, that's what it is. You know, my brother down
right
in the streets, like, you know, you do your thing. But anyway, thanks for having me upon the show. We know you got more people upon the show you want to do, but thank you very much, and large respect to both of you.
Thank you.
Same.
Love, respect to you too, King. King Shango in the building, McBrennan. One love, one mic, bro.
Much.
Yeah, man. One love, one mic.
Salute, King.
Yes,
love, one mic.
Bless him.
Salute.
Man, that brother, man. That brother right there, man. Man.
Mm.
His piece hits home.
And who might we have next, good brothers?
You know, that piece just hit home, man, because, you know, it's we killing each other every day, man. Every day. Every day.
It's a pay attention piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, next up on the mic, man, ready to this poetry party, man. Talk about confronting fears. We got a treat because we got us a Gwen C. sighting. Hey, Gwen C.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob.
How you doing?
What's happening, poet?
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you.
You're
Ben, people do like me.
No, J-Rob, they don't like you. They love you. There's a difference.
That part right there, Daddy. That part right there. But dig it. I get to say hello to Gwen C on my birthday. So, check it out. Gwen C. Check it out. Tonight, we are doing Confront Your Fears. Confront Your Fears how you so see fit. And since I got a chance to do that introduction, I get the chance to move Van Middles out the way so that you can have the microphone all to yourself. Don't mind us. We're just fighting over the microphone. So, Van, you move. Let's put
you move. You move.
You move. Come on, stop.
You move.
Who's holding the mic? Gwen, don't mind us. You spit your poetry. Move, Van.
Thank you. I apologize in advance. You know the routine. All right. I fear not strength. I fear not weakness. My strengthness, though, is I'm made with heart of a doctor and hustle of a dope dealer. I say I don't know how to leave because I've never left, but my dude with heart of doctor died while swimming. I've been drowning 15 years since. If you know I'm from the 409, you know I'm island raised yet can't swim, which means I've been out of breath. And the first person who exhaled his love for me with no strings attached, we courted, source of power for each other, excelled. The most beautiful black chicken who'd move to any beat, name the dance and he'd exceed your expectations. Criff walked up and shot him for defending his own little sister. He left my heart here to pound for him. He loved my hustle of a dope dealer and the heart of plain old me. Something about it made for perfect chemistry. He'd say I was cut from a different cloth, but really I was bandaged. When he was a teen getting beat or mama put him in the streets, he'd call me. Something about me soothes his pain. My door has always been open, but I've never been doormat. Welcoming the one who lived long enough to proclaim love for me when I really knew he never could, took me to dormant. I gave him poems. Poetry, all of me, the hustle and the heart. My lines chased breadcrumbs he dropped, breadcrumbs I bought.
strongest chick I ever knew could do anything until I let him break me for 15 years straight. Now I'm heart of palm. Hustle of wish I wasn't love's believer because your girl ain't ever been a lever. They say man love woman more every time she forgives. Eventually after her gives, she has nothing left. And women, especially Libra women, we can't love from emptiness or from not whole or partial or when home is empty. Grandmother said, swing even when it's supposed to be a shot. Knock folk out the race if they trying to keep you idle. If their main goal be to stir you to soft substance, be batter. It's time to battle. I battle with words. They be my protector. Heart of a doctor and hustle of a dope dealer makes a bad bitch. I'm badder. My listen gives his enunciation credibility, which means his lines land on me like weight. I overanalyze them to a fault. Because why would someone indignify the world's greatest thing, words? We converse about love language, decipher 1,000-year-old love letters, artifacts, can lust a silhouette, unintentionally, deliberately muse J-Rob into whole book of poems, and never speak of its hits. For me, everything starts as Romeo and Juliet. We know what we ain't supposed to be the best. We done right. When done right, poison be medication. Love speaks louder than the hustle and the heart. But once ears rang so long, once the heart has learned to hustle just enough to get through one more day, what we bleed for becomes much more selective, state of survival. When the hustle has left from behind the sternum hollow chest, we then have a hollow shot, maybe Cupid, maybe devil. Maybe it sticks, maybe not. A fragile lifestyle ensues when love is missing from heart that knows love makes capable all things and is life's truth. She ain't waiting for anyone to retrieve her from lost and found. Pulls off the twine, she opens the box that's held her. Oxygen pursues her trachea, anxiety suture. Freedom flows down, esophagus filling her stomach with taste of future. With heart of a doctor and hustle of a dope dealer, she leaned onto pain, looking stories down, fearing not the shatter of the glass, but fearing the whole narrative's trap. She can't live in the trap house, cause she be legend, living legend, who learned love can't lie, because love is a myth. In peace.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Love is a myth.
Yeah.
Listen.
You
go first, man. You go first. You go first.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, as a poet who understands transparency and ink, I can feel what you're going through in this piece. And my God, do you have a way with putting your words together to make someone feel it?
Thank you, Van.
And I love this piece right here. I love the power that you put into it as you're encouraging yourself and lifting yourself up at the same time. Because, baby. J-Rob, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Listen.
J-Rob has a stalker.
Don't even apologize. People ain't got to ever understand how Libras love. So the fact of the matter is this. Happy belated birthday, Libra Queen.
Mm.
Understand how powerful you are, and your poetry expresses what that is in all openness.
Thank you.
So happy belated birthday. Since it's still Libra season, it ain't belated. In November, it's Libra season. Birthday, baby. Enjoy. You continue to enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Girl.
Thank you.
Just keep doing what you're doing between pad and ink. I love and admire.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the inspiration.
Man.
Ooh. It's all bad.
It's all J-Rock talk. So J-Rock.
It was something about when I read it on the page, I was like, I'm actually going to do this time. It just
just a little simple. It's just something about it. I was like, I got to do this one. So I really appreciate it because I ain't been writing that much. So I do appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you. Oh, thank you for that.
Now get on over there to this poetic party, this poetry party, this J-Rob party, this for real party, this get down party. Hey, listen, it is a everything party over there on the dance floor for y'all Libras. Go ahead, show out. It's all right.
Thank you.
All right, one love,
happy
one mic.
That's what for real
one said. That's funny. One love, one. I appreciate y'all.
One love, one. We appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gwen C. My goodness. Wow. Whew. What a night, man. What a night. What a show. Before we get into that, let me give you the epiphany lineup for the rest of this week into next week. So listen, tomorrow night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, Trisha Stansberry. You can catch them at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time start time on that show. And then Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we're doing date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And it's going to be Kissing Part 2. So I don't know if y'all were there for the Kissing Part 1 show, but hey, we're going to do Kissing Part 2. So make sure y'all tune in Saturday night. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Lorenzo. Monday night is going to be King and Queen's Chords with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night, you heard Mojave, it's going to be War Council. Man, we got a lot to unpack on that show with the panel, so make sure you come through. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, his VIP, and La Pearl La Negra. Oh, my gracious. If y'all missed last night's show, make sure you come through next week. And then next Thursday, listen, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, will be here ready to do another installment of the Get Down, where we get to hear you guys with some dynamic poetry. Whew, what a lineup. Why, son, great show, man. Great show.
This was dope. This was really dope, man. I can't complain about anything. First and foremost, let me say thank you to every single one of the poets who came through. Y'all really make this show what it is when y'all come through. If y'all don't know by now, I send out hundreds of invitations. And for y'all to come through when y'all could have been doing anything else says a whole lot about how y'all feel about us, that y'all give us a couple of minutes of your time. And to every single one of you callers, I say thank you. To For Real the Poet, my big brother, the cat who, along with my co-host, recruited me to Epiphany Radio. You don't understand how much I love you, man. You're part of my family. It's bigger than a Libra thing at this point, man. I salute you. Happy birthday to you, man. And thank you for what you've given me, because in certain circles, I don't know what I would be doing had this not entered my life. This is a blessing when it comes to Epiphany Radio. Van Meadows, I stand and salute to you, King, because winter, spring, summer, fall, rain, shine, snow, thunderstorms, or what have you, bruh. We managed to come up with something through all of our crazy conversations, me forgetting stuff while we're talking about great ideas in the middle of the supermarket. It doesn't matter what it is. We find a way to put something together that people gravitate towards, man. And it becomes really, really incredible. And I love you for your creativity and how you bring a lot of this stuff to light. So I salute you from where I stand. And we'll always show you love and respect on every single level when it comes to what we do as brothers, what we do as black men, what we do as poets, and what we do as family. You are that dude. You are that dude. You are that dude. And don't you ever change, man. Salute.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, my brother. Likewise, man. You're an amazing individual, J-Rob. And I'm not saying that just because I'm your friend, just because I'm your brother. I'm saying that because you are living your purpose. You are doing what you were called to do. And you are helping those who are less fortunate. You're helping young men. Young men learn the ways of what men should be. And I salute you for that, man, and everything you do for your community, everything you do for the poetry community, every encouraging word that you give. So, my brother, you, sir, are an amazing person, and I'm honored, honored to be your brother, to be your friend, to be the host with you here on this thing called The Get Down, where we cut up, we act a fool, man, but we hear some beautiful dynamic poetry and the creativity. Listen, I'm not the only creative person here. We are a creative tag team, a creative duo that comes up with the content to bring out this kind of poetry, man. And the poetry that we had here tonight is amazing. It's amazing. Night after night, y'all just keep coming. Y'all keep coming. You keep bringing your art. You keep bringing your transparency. You keep bringing yourself in your ink. And when we say that that is something that we admire, we adore, we love about you as artists, you as people, you know, we do. And Wise Son, you help bring that to life as well, bro. So we're not going to shortchange you, bro. To you, happy birthday to our CEO. May y'all continue to have many more birthdays after this one. You know, because it's an honor to be here to share it with you. To the callers, the poets, the listeners, man, listen, without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. You know, I will say it till I'm blue in the face, man, till I ain't got no more air in me. Epiphany Radio needs you. We want you to come here and be heard. We want you to come here and share your gifts with us. God gave you the gift of the ability to be able to write this ink that you write. He gives you the life that he gives you so that you can continue to turn out ink. So that's what I want you to do. If you ever feel like you got writer's block, hey, DM me. If you got my number, call me, because I'm going to show you where you really don't have writer's block. It's just a decision to put down your pen. And I had to share that with a young lady today at my job who writes poetry, who said that she doesn't want to feel, doesn't want to be in her emotions. So she's got writer's block. I said, no, you made a choice to put down your pen because you understand that you don't want to be in your emotions to write. So come through the way you come through night after night sharing your gift. We love you for that. We do. Hey, but tune in tomorrow night, Renaissance Poetry, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. The Hurricane, Trisha Stansberry, hey, come on through. Hang out. Bring your ink. They say bring your best-ish. Bring your best. Not what they think is best, but what's best to you. So we'll see y'all tomorrow night. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all.